This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is leaving Washington as the deadline to fund the government approaches. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Congress is on a two-week recess with lawmakers slated to return to Capitol Hill on February 28th, which is just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies. The rest must be funded by March 8th. The future course of action is uncertain, given that the House hasn't made headway on any appropriations bills since November, and Speaker Johnson has vowed against passing another short-term funding measure.
Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
There were no other injuries reported in the incident. The NYPD is dealing with a shortage of police officers, many of them leaving the force. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis telling Fox News what she thinks is behind the shortage.
They want to get bad people off the street, the police officers, and when they have their hands tied, whether it's the bail laws, whether it's things like taking away their qualified immunity protections, whether it's inability to cooperate with ICE to deport people who are here illegally and committing crimes, it's tragic.
Also in 2023, New York Police Department reported a record number of police officer injuries. Atmospheric river storms, heavy snow melt, and other factors triggering an activation of the State Emergency Operations Center in California. There's significant concern about dangerous flooding and landslides in Southern California. Already, there have been evacuations.
We have National Guard reps in our State Operations Center with us, and they have the ability to deploy quickly if need be.
An area from San Francisco to San Diego has been impacted by the soaking weather. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In politics, there's a much-anticipated speech coming from Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley as she struggles to gain traction in pre-election polling. She'd planned on delivering the address from her home state of South Carolina. As recently as Monday on Fox News, Haley sounded as determined as ever to stay in the race against frontrunner and former president Donald Trump.
Recently, a poll came out, this should shock everybody, that 58% of Gen Zers are not planning on voting in this election. And the only reason people don't vote is when they think no one's listening. And that's a problem.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed at 14th already. According to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics, Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president.
On the list, Biden surpasses President Ronald Reagan, but falls behind. behind President Barack Obama, who holds the seventh spot. Former President Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care for a year. During this time in hospice care at his residence in Georgia, the former president marked his 99th birthday, received accolades for his legacy, and mourned the loss of his wife, Rosalind, last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. George Barna. Yes, we're talking the one and only. No baloney, I'm telling you, because we've got things to talk about here. It would seem that what's happening in the Christian world, especially with the youngins, is that we're moving in the wrong direction at a time, Dr. George, where we need to be intensifying our passion and love for God, because it is part of our weaponry and what we need in order to thrive and survive in the current condition that this world is in.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, my friend. You know, when we look at what's going on in our culture, we have no time left for short-sighted activities.
Right.
We've really got to be looking at the big picture, the long play. We've got to have a strategic approach to what we're going to do, because we've squandered a lot of time and a lot of resources over the last few decades. And now we've got to look at our children and say, look, either we invest in them or we give up the ship. Let's just jump overboard.
Oh, God forbid. Yeah.
So, obviously our solution is great. Let's invest in our children, whether we're parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, whoever it is that has that kind of influence on children. We've got to carefully assess where are they, where do they need to be, and what can I do as a servant of the living God to build that bridge between the now and the future.
Well, the gospel message is the solution. We have seen it in our own lives, but we need to re-embrace and renew our commitment. George, I want to run something by you, because this has been something that God has placed heavily on my heart for this last month, and that is a call for elite Christianity. And when I say that, I'm not talking about something that leads to pride or being braggadocious about it. I'm saying it in the spirit of what Nick Saban talked about in terms of athletic performance. He's talking about, you know, good players give you a good output, great players, great output. He said, but elite players are special. They're very unique. They're the ones that can change a game. They're the ones that can, you know, take the ball across the goal line and score for you. And when I read that, I thought, you know, where are the elite Christians in our world today? And it doesn't mean that you're out there, you know, having an influential network of 3 million, 5 million people in social media and that. It's just that wherever you are in your family, that you stand out in such an uncompromising manner, that you are the living expression of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you're so focused on that, because that's what elite athletes do. Anybody that performs at an elite level, they are so uniquely focused. And I think that in a sense, I feel like God's calling us to get serious and raise the level of our Christianity. Does that make sense?
Not only does it make sense, I completely resonate with that. You know, I haven't used that language, but I've really been trying to promote that idea that when you look at the church, capital C in America, right, we're missing that upper strata of individuals who provide the leadership. What would we call those people? We could call them disciples. We could call them integrated disciples. We could call them a lot of different things. Elite Christians, fine. Whatever the terminology is. Mm-hmm. As I'm looking at the data, you know, I just put this book out, Raising Spiritual Champions.
Exactly.
And the whole point of that is let's raise children up to be elite Christians, as you're phrasing it. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Let's go back to how Jesus defined what a disciple is. You know, people who obey his message, who love other disciples, who produce spiritual fruit, who love God above and beyond anything else, who submit to his authority, surrender everything for his agenda. You know, when I look at the data and try to figure out how many of those kind of Christians are there, which traditionally we haven't thought of as any kind of elite. It's like, mm-hmm. well, that's what we're all called to be. But it's becoming right. the elite. Right now we've only got about 3 to 4% of adults in America who meet those, you know, very basic criteria that Jesus
exactly.
gave us for what mm-hmm. makes a disciple. So, yeah, I think back to, you know, Colossians 3. That talks about when you do anything, do it as if, do it with excellence, as if you're doing it for the Lord, because we mm-hmm. are. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. Nick Saban, Bill Martinez, whoever's calling for it, I'm on board. Count me in.
Yeah. Well, and we need to be in shoulder to shoulder and back to back. We need to connect to defend, connect to stand out, to elevate the gospel message, to make it real, especially with the kids, because, you know, somebody's impressing their minds, and right now the cultural influences of trying to impress and groom on our kids that any bathroom is acceptable, any form of dress is acceptable, anything that obliterates the Word of God and the truth of God is acceptable, and we're in the danger zone here.
We are. And, you know, when you talk about what's it going to take to impress kids, our research is showing that what they're looking for are people who are consistent in not only understanding their own ideology and expressing it consistently, but then modeling it consistently.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why the media have so darn much impact. It's because it's so different. When you're a parent, you're on parade 24/7 for your kids. When you're a TV show, you only have to be on target for about 24 minutes, maybe, you know, 52 minutes, depending on the commercial breaks,
mm-hmm.
You know, and how long the show is. That's a world of difference. So
yes.
as parents, as leaders, as teachers, grandparents, whoever we are that's going to have influence, we've got to be on top of our game. So this idea of being elite isn't just about us doing the mm-hmm. job that we've been called and made to do. It's about right. us also influencing other generations of people who are still trying to figure it out and who are looking for somebody to point them in the direction and to show them what it looks like.
Exactly. You know, George, you bring up something that's so critical here, because some parents may get discouraged and think, oh, my God, my kids are just, you know, they're going down the wrong road. I just can't find the right words. They don't want to talk to me. You know, they've really cut me out of their lives. But I was encouraged recently by a report, you know, from psychologists that said that what happens to your exact point here is that as kids go down the wrong road, they will look back over their shoulder and they look to their parents. And if their parents remain on track, and they are that example that you're talking about, they don't lose faith that they are, in a sense, a brand unto themselves, a brand of the gospel, that the kids, that impresses the kids, and it will bring them back. It almost serves like a, you know, kind of a bit of a safety guard for the kids that will keep them at some proximity, because the kids will still find, even though they decide they want to go on their own, they still look back and they see mom and dad, they see the family, and there's still that that gravitational pull to bring them back to the truth. Does that make sense?
Totally. And that relates to another finding that we had out of the research, which is that when we look at why parents aren't having the kind of impact they want to have, so much of it is because they don't understand what you were talking about in terms of community, that whole relational aspect, and priorities. You know, we get so distracted. There's so much noise in our environment, so many enticements that are drawing us away from what we were put on the planet to do. Read the Bible. As parents, our top priority is to raise children in God's likeness, to obey his commands, to live the life that honors him. And so we build that relationship with our children by investing a lot of time in them.
Got to go to break. More from Dr. George Barna after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
We're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. The professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna, continues with us. George, boy, I'll tell you, you finished that that first segment with something that was, boy, our audience had to pause for a moment and meditate on that as we went to the commercial break, because it was so important in terms of what is necessary we're at that crossroads. You know, are you going to choose temporal or the eternal? And this is another one of those things that God has been putting on my heart, is that, all this stuff, and maybe it's because of my age, and maybe I'm just thinking, well, you know, how many more years do I have left? The eternal issues in my life are rising in importance. And I'm sharing that with people very vulnerably to say, look, I look back and I think, wow, had I had this mindset 10, 20 years ago, how much better off would I have been? How much better off would my kids have been? The people that I know, how much better off they would have been, because I was more eternally focused than temporally focused. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But, you know, we've got to remember, okay, what we did in the past, we did in the past.
Right.
What we need to do now is redeem the future. Mm-hmm. And so for us to be thinking about, all right, how am I going to do that? What can I learn from the past? I can't change it, but I can learn from it. I can build on it. And in order to really move forward, particularly with my children, my grandchildren, the kids on the teams that I coach, the ones in the classes that I teach, what can I do? I've got to have a plan. I can't just walk in and think, okay, I'm going to make this work because I'm going to make it up as I go along. We've been doing that as a church for decades. It's not working, buddy. So
it's not the way God did it. He's never done it right. Because even when he said, hey, I want you to build me a temple, I mean, all the detail of how the temple was to be constructed, the whole design and everything, it wasn't left to somebody's theory, right? God had laid it out precisely. So this is the kind of God we serve, to your point. I agree.
Yeah, or you know, take the ark. I mean, build it this many cubits wide, this many long, you know, this many deep. Nothing is left to chance in God's world. There is no chance. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. So don't be waiting for those to happen. Say, I thought it might come along. No. God put you here to lead people to the foot of the cross, to the gospel, to a completely transformed life. We are agents of transformation. So to do that, we have to go into it with a plan. And I talk about this extensively in that book, Raising Spiritual Champions, about how, you know what, you've got to think about the beliefs that we have to possess in order to have the mind of Christ. Mm. Why do we want the mind of Christ? Because we want to have the life of Christ. Well, if you're going to live like Jesus, you got to think first like Jesus, because we do what we believe. So know what beliefs you want to get across to the kids. Model the behaviors for them. Help them to figure out how to translate those beliefs into those kinds of behaviors. And be there to hold them accountable with love, with grace, with wisdom, but with consistency. It doesn't happen by chance.
George, you say that we're on the precipice of Christian invisibility. Only 25% of preteens agree the Bible is the true word of God. That is just astounding to me. It's an indictment on our current culture right now that only 25%, we're not measuring up. We're not doing what God's called us to do. You also say it provides a value as a guide for life, the true word of God. And you say only 21% believe in absolute moral truth. The kids have been groomed. They've been conditioned by the culture. Dare I say, even a very liberal, clearly, a very liberal and Marxist public school education.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but again, let's talk about parents. Mm-hmm. Why aren't kids reading the Bible? Oddly enough, parents aren't reading the Bible. You know, why aren't kids reading the Bible? When they go to church, they're not really taught to study the Bible. They're not expected to live the Bible. And so all of these things, we're not modeling the right stuff. We can't expect our kids to be something that we're not. You know, you can only give what you have. You can only recreate who you are. And so first and foremost, we as those who are in charge of shaping these young people, we've got to show that life to them. And it's got to be appealing enough to them that when they see it in our lives, they see us exhibiting the joy of the Lord by knowing his commands, by living his commands, by, benefiting from that kind of life. That they say, yeah, good enough for me. Mom and Dad do it. Why wouldn't I do it? It's working for them.
Exactly.
Of course it'll work for me. But we've got to show them that. They've got to see it. in real time, in real life, from real people who they know and trust, love, and respect.
You know, and the thing that I think works, you know, that puts us the way God designed us, that puts the odds in our favor is even in spite of where we are right now, George, as you cite, 9 out of 10 preteens believe that they have an important reason for living. Yeah, that's pretty good. You know,
that's
9
great.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
However, you say a quarter of them roughly identified knowing, loving, and serving God with all their heart, soul, and mind. Their purpose is going to come from God. And if they're looking for somebody outside of God to find that purpose, we're sending them out into a culture and they're ill-equipped to find the answers they're naturally looking for, right?
Yeah, and so what we're seeing is kids are spending oodles of time on TikTok, on Instagram, all these other social media platforms trying to find role models. They're looking at other kids their age and saying, what have they discovered? What are they learning? What are they doing? Ooh, I could do that.
Right.
You know, well, that's not where they're going to find their true purpose. That's not where they're going to find fulfillment. But they're not mature enough at this point to know that. Those of us who are mature enough to know, well, those are empty vessels to be checking, well, then we've got to show them the alternative.
Exactly. Well, and we know, it's interesting, TikTok, owned by the communist Chinese, right?
Yep.
Look at the difference of what the kids in China are exposed to on TikTok versus what the children here in America are exposed to. It's a different platform altogether. And it's very worldly, very empty. But yet, when you look at TikTok in China, in communist China, it's about being educated. It's about upping your game and focus. You know, these good values. I mean, yes, in a communist country, but I mean, it just goes to show you how the communists have used TikTok and these other social media platforms to continue on with the grooming process of our children.
Well, and when you look at Chinese society, for those kinds of choices to have been made, obviously somebody had to monitor that content first and then to stand back and say, yeah, this isn't good for a kid. Let's give them something else. We'll give the rest of the world this garbage that'll destroy them, but we're going to take care of our kids differently. That's the same role that I'm exhorting American Christians to take with our children. You've got to monitor the garbage that's coming through social media, television, Hollywood, and its movies, music, all of these different platforms. They're not entertainment. They are worldview developers. And so we've got to be there to sift through all that, to monitor it for our kids, to minimize the garbage that they're exposed to, and then to moralize it and mediate it, by which I mean, as parents, we've got to explain to our children, you know what, maybe Susie down the street, her parents are going to let her have that stuff. I'm not going to let you have it, and here's why. Let me explain the difference. It's not because I'm mean. It's not because I'm arbitrary and capricious. It's because I love you. It's because I love God. And therefore, between the two of you, I have certain responsibilities. And one of them is to make sure that you're only exposed to truth. Mm-hmm. And those platforms are not going to give you truth.
Exactly. Well, as God told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Mm-hmm. And that's what parents want. George Barna writes, children are intellectual and spiritual sponges in their preteen years. They are desperately trying to make sense of the world, their identity and their purpose, how to live a meaningful and satisfying life. And here we are as catalysts, as agents to the gospel message and to be obedient to God's word as parents. We have a critical responsibility to our children. Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center. Thank you, George. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Same to you, Bill.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from a series of storms. The CEO of rideshare company Lyft, David Risher, is thanking the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for boosting his company's bottom line in recent months. Throughout the Eras Tour and wherever it stopped, traffic in and out of stadiums and hotels was up significantly, he says, anywhere from 25% to 60%. Additionally, Risher said his drivers usually got three times the tips from Swifties who ordered Lyft rides during the tour dates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got David Henry with us, the actor, producer, writer, and speaker. He stars in the upcoming film, Reagan. And David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, I'm excited about this new film. Of course, our former president, Ronald Reagan, which will soon be released in theaters. The release date has not been yet announced, but so stay tuned for details. Meanwhile, hey, we've got you here. Well, we got you here. You can tell us about the Reagan movie.
Absolutely. Sure. Be happy to. And thank you for having me on. The film was an absolute joy to shoot. It was myself and then Dennis Quaid. So I play Ronald Reagan from the time he was a lifeguard until he was in his mid-20s when he was on WHO radio. He's calling games on the teletype. He was getting teletype reports and calling games. I had to look up what a teletype was. that was like text messaging, the original text messaging back in the day.
Exactly. Hey, not too far from you is my old radio station in Santa Ana, and I could have sent you over there. I think they may still have the teletype there in the newsroom.
That would have been fun to see.
Yeah, exactly. It was quite a trip. That was during the days that we used to call rip and read. You know, you'd rip off the news and you'd read it on the air to everybody. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Very cool. So, I got to play him during those formative years in his life. I think pretty symbolic, actually. You know, he was a lifeguard. He was saving people. He literally had notches in a stick and saved a bunch of people out of the water. And then he was calling games and kind of everything in between. And from that point on in the film, it turns into Dennis Quaid. So then Dennis Quaid takes over as Reagan, and it was a joy. It's played a vast period of his life and an important one, and it was a blast. It was a little awkward wearing the lifeguard uniforms that they wore back in the day, which were basically a wrestling singlet, so that's kind of awkward, but other than that, it was an absolute blast.
See, you didn't realize that in your later life that you'd wear a onesie once again, right?
You know, when you sign up to be an actor, you know you're going to wear some interesting things. But, yeah, I got to say, I didn't think I'd be wearing a skin-tight onesie.
How much fun is that? That's, well, you know, and as an actor and, you know, as you develop the character and as you were studying, you know, Ronald Reagan, what fascinated you most about, you know, Ronald Reagan, the person?
You know, as an actor, you kind of go back to the beginning, especially if you're playing, you know, a real person, you try to understand what makes them tick. And what was most fascinating about me, about Reagan that I found was really his childhood and his relation with his father, and that his father struggled with alcoholism. That was kind of a telling thing for me. There's a bit of that in my distant family, not my immediate family, alcoholism, that is. And it can have a pretty deep effect on the psychology of a young person, and it tends to turn out negatively, but for him it was almost the opposite. It almost gave him a supernatural compassion and empathy and desire to help and to fix and to lead. And that to me was really telling. Once I learned about that relationship, I didn't know about that. I feel like it's not as discussed in the public as, you know, some of his famous accomplishments that we all know. Mm-hmm. That to me really was telling and was formative.
Well, I think it contributes to, you know, the psychology of who Ronald Reagan was. I mean, this is his genesis, you know, the deep thinker that he was. How insightful he was, how he interpreted life, and how he could relate with people. I mean, this was kind of an evolutionary process, as you probably realized in playing the role, because all these things had an impact, certainly his relationship with his father, his surroundings, I think, you know, growing up in Illinois as well. I mean, this all contributed to his worldview, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, that relationship. And there's some touching scenes in the movie that kind of hint to this relationship, and you see it. And it really, seeing that moment come to life, I think was quite telling to me as an actor. Just does something to your heart. And I think you can see that in his leadership style. There is an empathy, a compassion, a boy trying to fix the world. Mm-hmm. And that first relationship you have with your father is the world, especially when you're a young person. That's the world to you. And it obviously reflected then with his mother and how much he loved her and their wonderful relationship and how great he was with women. And all of that, I think, it's just the beginning was very, very formative to me. And his desire to be Christian, all of that was baked in the cake, so to say. And that those elements really helped me unlock a bit of him. That certainly was helpful. I didn't know about a lot of his childhood going into this, so researching all of that and Dixon, like you said, was helpful.
Right, exactly. David, how did this project, you know, come to you?
I was at a friend's house, a producer actually named Mark Burnett.
Oh yeah,
he's a wonderful producer. He's done lots of reality TV, from Survivor to Shark Tank, but also wonderful Christian content. He's produced a ton. And so I was at his house. He was having an event, and I bumped into the producer, Mark Joseph, and we had worked together on another film called Little Boy, I want to say a few years before that. And Mark was helping on some of the publicity and marketing for Little Boy. So we bumped into each other again at my friend Mark Burnett's house and just struck up a conversation. And he was telling me all about his next project, which was, you know, Reagan. And we just kind of hit it off and kept in contact. And he said, hey, you know, you kind of look like young Reagan. And I was like, oh, you know, my grandmother had told me that from time to time growing up. And
wow.
He goes, no way. Let me send you the script to read. And, you know, I read it and we had a meeting, and the rest was history.
Wow, just like that, huh? It was like it was your destiny to, you know, play this. I mean, you look like a young Ronald Reagan. You happen to run into the producer. You know, don't you love it when God orchestrates these kind of divine appointments?
Yeah, it's kind of, you can't take any credit, that's for sure. You got to give the credit where it's due.
Yeah, but that's such is the life of an actor. I mean, you know, these projects, the way they come, there's no, you know, it was like a friend of mine I was talking to the other day, and he's a writer for many years, and he said, Bill, you know, I'd be grinding it out, then all of a sudden I'd write something, and one minute I'm destitute, and within one day all my bills are paid. I go, yeah, it's a crazy way to live a life, I guess, you know. See,
whenever anyone's talking to me about, young people are talking to me about wanting to get into the business, I'm like, you need to hear about all the sides of the business first before you jump in wholeheartedly, because it's certainly not an easy place, a highly competitive place, and you really have to love to do it, number one, but two, you have to have the talent too, because a lot of people want to do it, and a lot of people are talented, and you're going to be competing against all of them. So it's something you have to be really committed to, that's for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, you know, having faith works wonders, right? Because it gets you through, you know, your idea of going through the valley of the shadow of death has new dimension when you're an actor, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got some exciting projects coming up. Chris is reading about, you and Selena getting back together again, possibly here, huh?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Her and I just would get together over time with my wife, and we just talk about how much we miss doing the original sitcom for Disney. And the thing that struck us the most was how the original show was really an extension of people's families. It meant a lot to young people, especially people with broken families, people who, you know, had trouble in their household. Selena and I would always get told, you were the family we didn't have. You showed us what family could be.
Well, David Henry, congratulations on all that. Congratulations on the movie Reagan. Of course, we'll have details on exactly when it will be released in theaters. Can't wait to see it on the big screen, you playing the younger Ronald Reagan in the movie Reagan. David Henry has been with us. David, thank you so much. Take care.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day. Thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins a month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and my good friend Benny DeShara is with us. He is with Empowered, and of course the music you're just hearing is from Benny's and Empowered, Yahweh Nisi. Gosh, what a great cut, Benny. I remember when we first talked about it, and of course Yahweh Nisi is one of the names, one of the Hebrew names of God. The Lord is my banner. And this is especially, I believe, prophetic, because the banner of God is being raised up in these, the last of the last days. And we're being called to assemble, you know, as God would assemble his armies behind the banner of that says whose team you're on. Right. Are you going to be on the winning team? You're going to be on the losing team? Well, look at. When you understand Yahweh Nisi, the Lord is my banner, that is the banner that you need to be mindful of and you need to rally around, right?
That is correct. You know, you brought a chuckle, and I love visiting with you, Bill. This is great. But when you said the people are called to assemble, it kind of reminds you of the Marvel movie, right, with the Avengers. Yeah. And they're like, Avengers, right. Assemble! Everybody right. In a movie theater starts screaming at that point.
Right.
So my point, sort of like with this song, is God is basically doing the same thing. He's saying, believers, assemble. Stop being meek, mild, and hiding, and get more aggressive. And, you know, in biblical days, Bill, when armies were marching to war, they followed the standard bearer, right? And if the standard bearer went left, the army went left, right? And God is saying, I am your banner. And in these last days, I tell people all the time, don't read Revelation. Just, you can skip it. Just watch the news. It's showing you the whole book live in person. So, and I really, when God spoke to me about this song, he was like, I'm calling my army, not an army. I'm calling my army together to be audacious in these end times, and point people to me. And that's what it's about. So it's a little aggressive, but we like it.
Well, it needs to be aggressive. because we need to match up the intensity. Look what's happening in the world, how the evil one is manifesting himself, what he's doing to our kids, you know, talking okay. about gender confusion, up is down, down is up. Morality is out the door. We've had the exchange again that's taken place, our God for their God. We have to match that intensity. In fact, Benny, I'll share this with you. I've shared it with a couple of my guests here because this is something that's been keeping me up at night lately. And it's not about ego. It's not arrogance or pride or anything like that. Please don't take it this way.
Right.
But I felt like God, you know, what happened was Nick Saban, when he retired, he talked about the elite players that he had coached. Said that, in essence, and this is my interpretation of the interview, is that good players give you good results. Outstanding players give you outstanding players. But elite players give you something altogether, something different at a different level. And we know who they are. We saw them, you know, for those of us that watch the Super Bowl, we saw some elite demonstrations. What came out of this conversation with God is, where are the elite Christians?
Right. Right.
You know, if we can have elite athletes, why can't we have elite Christians? And again, I'm not saying this out of arrogance. I'm just saying that, you know, to your point that you said earlier, We've got to step our game up here, and we've got to get serious about our commitment to Jesus Christ and our commitment to eternity, because all this stuff is going to hell in a handbasket. It's all rotting away, and there is life after death here. And the question is, where are you going to spend that that life of eternity? Are you going to spend it with God or without God, right?
That's right. And God sent his only begotten son to save us, right? And Jesus, as a living example on this earth, showed us how to be kind, how to be gentle, all that. Whenever you read in scripture Jesus correcting someone, he always says, but sin no more. And he points them to salvation, right? And so there's a lot of, I really believe in just in my spirit, as I'm working on these new projects, just God is saying, stop watering down my gospel.
Right.
And bring it real. Because Jesus showed humility in what repentance meant. When in the Garden of Gethsemane, he told the Father, please let this cup pass from me, if it's your will. And that's a true repentance type of statement, right? If it's your will, remove it from me. God did not remove it from him because it had to be done for our salvation, and Jesus stayed on that cross when he very well could have stepped off.
Exactly.
And in today's society, there are so many people, and dare say Christians, and the church is either dormant or dead, I believe, and they're sugarcoating a lot of things that, please don't say that to someone. You may offend them. Well, in the book says in the last days, when people ask you if you're a Christian, they're going to be offended, and it could cost you your life. So my question is, if someone says, are you a Christian? Because if so, I'm about to kill you. What direction, how strong is your faith, and what direction you're going to go with your answer? If you know that you're going to go straight to heaven and be with Jesus, your answer is a millisecond before you give it. If you have to think about it, you're already dead. Even if you survive the attack of the person, you're already dead eternally. So that may rub some people the wrong way who are listening. And so, you know, I apologize for that, but not, because the truth will either make you mad or set you free. And you're listening to someone, folks, who experienced that exact statement. The truth will make you mad or set you free. And once I was mad enough, I got so mad, I said, let me find out about this Jesus. And once I did, I was set free. And that's what Yahweh Nisi is about, for everyone who's been set free and knows their eternal salvation. Let's go get it. Let's go to battle for him. Well, let's go get it.
Well, Benny, as you reference, I mean, for you, you're living a second life. You're not supposed to be here. You and I aren't supposed to be talking.
True.
Because you were DOA, weren't you?
For all I'm using
an extreme metaphor. I get that. But it's only for dramatic purposes to get people to understand, you know, this was a light switch moment for you. you came to that crossroads of life or death. You could choose life, right, or you could choose death. And you said, hey, you know what? Count me in. I'm choosing life, right?
That's right. And so thankful, Bill, that I was a Christian when my brain injury happened. Mm-hmm. Because for people who are struggling, for people who have lost someone in their family, for people who are going through just elongated periods of pain and suffering with a medical condition or whatever it is, if you are rooted in the Word, Jesus will get you through it. God will take you and bring you through it. I don't know how people who don't have faith get through these traumatic events in their life without Him.
Who is it to wait on then, Benny? I mean, we're told to wait on the Lord, and it's tough. It's tough. We've all been there. And several times throughout our lifetime, we're going to be on that moment of, you know, those who wait on the Lord. You know, we're told, you'll renew your strength. But, man, when you're waiting on the Lord, you're thinking, man, I don't see any strength renewal. I'm losing. I'm at the end of that, you know, that branch. And that branch is bowing, and I'm hearing creaking, and it sounds like it's going to snap any second now, right? Boy, that's tough
right.
when you're there. I get that. Right?
Extremely. And it's a true faith test. And for me, as a Christian, and I'm working on music, and this and the other, but things were slow. So you're like, wow, I wonder when these things are going to pick up, that kind of thing. And coming out of my brain injury from the 3 days record came Jeremiah 29:11, where God audibly spoke that to me. Since that time, Bill, I will talk to a fire hydrant, a tree, a brick. Even the stones will cry out, right,
yes,
is what the Bible
right.
says. So once you get it and you realize that He stepped into your life and saved it, what a gift that is.
Amen.
So my gift to Him is what I do with that gift.
Exactly.
So people, if anybody wants to talk with me, have some time. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, right.
Have a few minutes, because we're going to have a Jesus party. Come on.
Amen. Well, Benny DeShera, always a joy to have time with you. We got about a minute left here real quick. Update us on all things Empowered. What's going on with you guys?
Yes, fantastic. The new record, Galway Nisi, is doing extremely well. That's what we're pushing right now. We're trying to set up the balance of the spring through June for a show with that. And just as a tease, God he's given me a new song that has just stayed in my soul for weeks, and I've not put it to paper until recently. And the name of it's going to be The One. And it's sort of a reversal of He'll leave the 99 for the One. That's what it's about. And just what God did for me and what we do back for Him. So I'm so excited about that. And, you know, with these things, when God gives you a message, you've got to make sure you're on point with it and that you're actually speaking His word through your music. So I'm excited about that. And it's kind of a forward progress thing we'll be working on in the future.
Well, stay in touch, my friend. The website that people can connect with you on and be in touch with all things Empowered.
Yes, Rockin', no G, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, Jesus, rockinforjesus.com.
My good friend, Benny DeShera. Thank you, Benny. Take care. God bless, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, my good friend, Bill Martinez. Talk to you soon.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You know something.